We look to you, Lord. We breathe in your grace. We breathe out your praise. Thank you, God, that in your presence is fullness of joy. Fullness of joy is found in your presence. And we've come here today entered the doors. We opened our computer. We logged on. We came to gather. Maybe without even knowing it. To see you more clearly. Maybe someone dragged us here. However we are here now, and you are here. And we together, collectively, say all praise, King Jesus. Help us to know and to learn what it means to wait on you, to expect from you, to anticipate you moving, because that's who you are. You're an active God. You're faithful. You're true. You're good. You're kind. Your word says that your eyes search to and fro throughout the whole earth to find those whose hearts are upright toward you so you could show yourself strong on their behalf. So I pray today across this church that there would just be beacons of those of us who say, yes, God. We're not getting it right all the time, but our desire, our heart is to know you more. That you would be our strength. And even now, church, would you just relax. God is here. Lord, we say we want more of you. Overwhelm our lives. We say that we need you. Let's sing. We want more.
We want more. We want more. More.
We want. more of you, Lord. We know that as you show more of yourself to us, that we won't be the same. Because a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Thank you, God. Thank you for the things that you're teaching us and growing us in. Help us to lean in to you, trusting you, leaning our full weight on you, resting in you, waiting on you, walking with you, letting the joy of you be our strength. We thank you, Jesus. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, church. Hi, Fresh Life. Love you. Welcoming all of our campuses online. I was just thinking of Great Falls and our amazing church in Great Falls, Pastor Bruce and Tammy and our amazing team there. We love you. It's a beautiful day. Thank you for being here today. Isn't it so good? Don't you just feel like all the things just kind of like, okay, that maybe they'll still be there for me after church, but my perspective be a little different, facing the challenges ahead, facing the things that are ahead. Well, today, church, we are going to kind of mix things up a little bit. Are you guys ready? You're like, yes? What do you mean by that? Well, we have been in an incredible start to this year in this Make Up Your Mind series. Has it just been powerful and amazing, and aren't you learning and growing, and you just feel like God's deepening you? Well, I feel that, and I'm so excited for next week and the start of our The Wonderful Cross series. I just believe that God's going to take us deeper as we study the wonderful cross, what Jesus did for us at the cross. And so today, though, as we mix it up, I just wanted to allow space. Basically, what I mean by that is just time for response. And if you haven't heard any of the messages, first of all, if you're brand new, welcome. We welcome you. We're so glad that you're here, that you made it. What an honor to get to be here with you today. But if you haven't heard any of the messages of this Make Up Your Mind, it has been so beautiful. You should catch it, listen to it, wherever you listen to the things that you listen to. But really, we've just been in a series of how important it is to make up our mind. And specifically in regards to choosing the spirit over the flesh, in choosing compliance, obedience to God over clarity, of choosing God's presence over the pressure that we so often feel, of choosing a victor mentality versus a victim mentality. And Levi and I both, we've just been experiencing ourselves, experiencing within the church, just the power of God's presence. And so we have to create space for that. And so today we're just going to, I'm going to open up the word and we're going to read Psalm 27 together. And then we're going to take communion. We're going to worship. And I would just challenge you and encourage you to just let God speak to you. And the things that maybe he's been tugging at your heart in these past weeks, maybe the things he was showing you this very week, just opening your hands and saying, okay, God, I'm ready for it. I don't know exactly what all that is, but here I am, God. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. And so would you, as you grab your seat, would you give some high fives? Would you give some knuckles? Ba-la-la-la. Would you say hi to people around you? Thank you, worship team. We love you. I think you're sticking around, but I'm just telling you that we love you. Oh, Fresh Life. I just love you. It is the joy of our lives, Levi and I, our family, to be the church with you, to love God with you, to serve him with you, to be on this journey together. I'm thankful. Well, I kind of want to talk around this idea of giving God some space. And I just feel that as we make up our mind, it's so important to give God space. And I think sometimes we think of give me some space in the negative, like, please just give me some space. Like any young people here with siblings, you're just like, I just need some space. Please leave me alone. I'm going to go to my room. You go to your room. I need space. And sometimes in marriage, you just need a little space. I never need space. Actually, I do. Sometimes I put myself to bed early just because I need a little space. The grumpy mom doesn't come out. But sometimes we just need space. But what about space in the good way? What about space when we're just, God, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to be here with you. I want time with you. I want you in heaven to invade my space. I want my space to become your space. I want you to flood my space, my area. And I love how Psalm 23 kind of just says a lot of things, but we're just going to dive into this, okay? All right? Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Church, would you say that with me, that verse again? Just that one verse, say it with me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, God, that you are our light and our salvation. Thank you, God, that you are the strength of our lives. Aren't you thankful, church, that you don't have to muster up your own strength? You don't have to try to figure out things on your own. We have a God who has limitless power and limitless strength, and we can run to him at any time. Any time, day or night, he is there, and we don't need to be afraid. Thank you, Lord. Verse 2, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Would you guys say this with me, starting in verse 4 again? One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Thank you, Lord. One thing. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. How important it is to cry out with our voice to the Lord. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart. I would have lost heart. I don't know if that resonates with you today, but it can be so easy to lose heart. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He's so good. Verse 14, would you say this with me? Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And God, we do wait on you. And we just invite you in, and I just pray that you would meet us here. And what's so beautiful about who you are is that for every single individual person in every single location, in every city, in every state, in every country, you are with us. And you know exactly the things that we are dealing with right now in our lives. The financial strain, the relational struggle, the loneliness we might feel, the struggle with sin that we're just frustrated with. And Lord, I thank you that you see our hearts, that you see our lives. More than anything, you love us. You, the God who created the heavens and the earth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, you love us. And I pray that over our whole church, that you would reveal more of yourself to us. And that as we wait on you and give you some space, that you would minister to our hearts. That you would give us your vision to see the people in our lives, the situations in our lives. And Lord, I pray that you would be exalted in our midst today. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So as you can tell, I think waiting on the Lord, making space for God includes prayer, includes worship, includes just being still. Psalm 46:10 says, God says, "Be still and know that I am God." And in a day when we are rushing from one thing to the next, and if you're me, you're rushing extra because I always think I have plenty of time until I don't, and then I'm rushing. So it's like, oh, I got so much time. I'm so luxurious with my time. And then I realize, oh, I needed to leave 20 minutes ago. I'm not luxurious with my time anymore. We've got to rush, and my kids feel it, and it's just horrible, and I'm really trying, but it's just one of those things. Like, it's like my brain and the time are not simpatico. But waiting on God, giving him space, there isn't a rush about it. I mean, I honestly in the morning sometimes feel like I'm rushing into his presence because I'm like, God, there's nothing that I can do that can help you right now. Like all I can do is run to you because you are everything. And I can't even look at my schedule today. I can't even face my husband or my kids without first just being in your presence. So sometimes you rush in, but to be able to just sit and wait. And I think that's something that's so powerful about the gathering, about coming to church as the church, to worship together, to wait on the Lord together. And isn't that what we see here in Psalm 27? One thing I have desired of the Lord. Just one thing. One thing of all the things I have desired of the Lord, and that one thing I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And that word desire could also be ask, the one thing I ask of the Lord, or beg, the one thing that I beg of the Lord. Another version said crave. The one thing that I crave is just to be in God's house with him and God's people. What do you crave? Think about that a little bit. I was thinking about that this week, of things that I crave, and more specifically, food. The kind of food that I crave. Always Italian, always bread, always red sauce. Think about that for you, but what do you crave? Like what, well, normally dinner time surprises me because, you know, I'm luxurious with my time until I'm surprised by time, and then all of a sudden it's 5 p.m. and it's like, oh, I think I need to make dinner for my family. But when you're hungry, what do you crave? Chinese, Filipino, Indian. I mean, I honestly, even just talking about it, I'm just craving all the things right now. But what do you crave? And put that like, oh man, I'm just craving a pink lemonade. I'm just craving this ice cream from Genuine Ice Cream in Bozeman. I'm just craving fill in the blank. And put that into craving after Jesus, craving his presence, craving time with him, time with God's people, time worshiping, craving. And I think that's something that's so powerful about fasting. And I think sometimes we don't really understand maybe what fasting means, but it's when you take out something and you're creating space for God to fill, for God's word to fill, when you physically feel that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Craving. And that's my prayer for you, church, for all of us, that we would grow in this, that we would crave Jesus, that we would hunger and thirst for righteousness. Because Jesus said in Matthew 5:6, he said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Our God is a God who fills what we give him. Our God is a God who satiates the weary soul, who satisfies the weary soul. He's the one who fulfills us. We read this together at the end. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I want to encourage you, kind of as we're just like, hey, God. And here's the thing, too. Sometimes we feel it, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we, like, experience and feel God's presence and that weightiness and that joy and that comfort and that peace. It's like a weighted blanket on our soul. But sometimes we don't. And that's when I'm thankful that our faith is not based on our feelings, but based on his faithfulness and who he is. And then when he shows up and he shows his presence to us and we feel it, that's amazing. But we're not chasing, we're not craving anything else but Jesus. And when those times come, it's beautiful. But I just want to, in this moment, just encourage you. We're going to sing some songs. We're going to wait on the Lord. And I think that sometimes, first of all, we know that the posture of our heart is the most important thing, right? We could be raising our hands and dancing and worshiping and going crazy, but if our heart isn't in it, then that's meaningless, basically. But even as the posture of our heart is the most important thing, sometimes when our physical body is doing something, it kind of jump starts our heart too. If we're just feeling kind of like lethargic. And so in these times, right now, we're gonna sing, we're gonna spend some time. And I wanna encourage you. Maybe if you're the kind, maybe you're someone who just naturally crosses your arms during worship. And I'm telling you, I'm not like judging. I'm just saying maybe that's who you are. And that's fine. But I wanna encourage you maybe just to uncross your arms. I'm not even asking you to raise your hand. I'm just saying maybe just uncross your arms and just see how that feels. Or maybe if you normally just stand with your hands down, maybe just open your hands a little bit and just say, God, I just want to receive what you have for me. Or maybe that means, and we have some space down here, and this isn't for you to come up for prayer. So our prayer team, you're amazing, but we don't need you right now. If you do need prayer, we have an amazing team who wants to pray for you. So after the service, find someone with a happy to help you shirt on, and they would love to pray for you. But this, of just like moving your position, there's power in kind of just changing where you're standing. So maybe it's coming forward and kneeling. Maybe it's kneeling at your chair. Maybe it's standing. I just want you and open it up for you to just kind of find your way to wait on God. And if this is something that sounds so weird and like, I don't know what I just walked into, this is my first time, this is strange, come back next week and it'll be normal again. But remember, I told you, we're just mixing things up. So this, I believe, is powerful for us as a church to do together. And so, Lord, we wait on you. You are good. I thank you that you've gathered each and every one of us here in this moment, because you have something special for each of us. You want to remind us that we're not alone. You want to remind us of who you are, your faithfulness. You want to remind us that even in the pain and the sorrow, that laughter is possible. That we can have joy in the midst of the struggle. And that we can actually grow and flourish and be stronger because of the hard things that we're going through. And so I pray that over every single one. I pray over the students in this church, our middle school students, our high school students, our college students. Lord, I just thank you for them. And I pray that as they desire to give you some space to move in their lives, that you would surprise them, that you would speak to them, and that they would hear your voice, know your love, know your peace. We wait on you, Lord. just a one-time thing. It's a daily choice to make up our mind, to wait on you, to follow you, to taste and see that you are good. Thank you. we worship you.